He took his own key and walked to a corner of the room. He pushed a hidden button and the wood paneling slid away to reveal a burnished metal console. He inserted his key into a lock and twisted it. A green light on the console flashed on. He stepped back. The paneling slid into place. At the lowest level of this laboratory is an automatic atomic self-destruct device, Stone said. It is controlled from within the laboratory. I have just inserted my key and armed the mechanism. The device is ready for detonation. The key on this level cannot be removed. It is now locked in place. Your key, on the other hand, can be inserted and removed again. There's a 3-minute delay between the time detonation locks in and the time the bomb goes off. That period is to provide you time to think and perhaps call it all off. Hall was still frowning. Well, why me? Because you are single. We have to have one unmarried man. Stone opened a briefcase and withdrew a file. He gave it to Hall. Read that. It was Wildfire File. Page 255, Stone said. The page concerned studies showing that unmarried men were able to make decisions twice as effectively as unmarried females, and approximately 2.5 times more effectively than either married women or married men. The study concluded, results of special testing confirm the odd man hypothesis, that an unmarried male should carry out command decisions involving thermonuclear or chembile destruct contexts. When Hall had finished reading, he said, that's crazy. Nonetheless, Stone said, it was the only way we could get the government to put control of the weapon in our hands. You really expect me to put in my key and fire that thing? I'm afraid you don't understand, Stone said. The detonation mechanism is automatic. Should breakthrough of the organism occur, with contamination of all level 5, detonation will take place within 3 minutes unless you lock in your key and call it off. Oh, Hall said in a quiet voice. A bell rang somewhere on the level. Stone glanced up at the wall clock. It was late. He began the formal briefing, talking rapidly, pacing up and down the room, hands moving constantly. As you know, he said, we are on the top level of a 5-story underground structure. According to protocol, it will take us nearly 24 hours to descend through the sterilization and decontamination procedures to the lowest level. Therefore, we must begin immediately. The capsule is already on its way. He pressed a button on a console at the head of the table, and a television screen glowed to life, showing the cone-shaped satellite in a plastic bag, making its descent. It was being cradled by mechanical hands. He went on to explain that he had brought back 2 other surprises from Piedmont. The screen shifted to show Peter Jackson lying on a litter with intravenous lines running into both arms. Stone flicked a button and the screen showed the baby. It was howling, strapped down to a tiny bed. An intravenous bottle was running into a vein in the scalp. They began at a door which said in plain white letters, to level 2. The 4 men passed through the door, which clanged shut heavily and sealed with a hissing sound. It was airtight. Hall faced a tiled room, empty except for a hamper marked clothing. He unzipped his jumpsuit and dropped it into the hamper. There was a brief flash of light as it was incinerated. Then looking back, he saw that on the door through which he had come was a sign, return to level 1 is not possible through this access. The other men were already moving through the second door marked simply exit. He followed them and stepped into clouds of steam. The odor was peculiar, a faint woodsy smell that he guessed was scented disinfectant. Dripping wet from the shower, Hall looked around for a towel but found none. He entered the next room, and blowers turned on from the ceiling in a rush of hot air. From the sides of the room, UV lights clicked on, bathing the room in an intense purple light. He stood there until a buzzer sounded and the dryers turned off. His skin tingled slightly as he entered the last room, which contained clothing. Not jumpsuits, but rather like surgical uniforms, light yellow, a loose-fitting top with a V-neck and short sleeves, elastic banded pants, low rubber-soled shoes, quite comfortable like ballet slippers. A nurse by the elevator said, the time is 2:47 p.m., gentlemen. You may continue your descent in 1 hour.